everyone, and welcome back to Short Stories for Kids, the magical podcast of story adventures. And now it's time to thank our latest premium members. First of all, we have Mira and her older sister, Olivia. Then we have Nico in Edmonton, Alberta, Katie Jones from Manchester in the UK, and Alina and her sister Maggie from Oregon. Hey everyone! And now it's time for today's story request. Hi Lucy, my name is Layla and I have two siblings, Mabel and Coast. We would love a story about us and our two dogs, Tank and Boo Bear, who are sadly not alive anymore. But we go on an adventure and we meet mermaids and unicorns and we go back in time to see dinosaurs. And by the way, I am 9 years old and Mabel and Coast are twins and they are five. Once upon a time, there were two dogs. Their names were Tank and Boo Bear, and they were very lucky dogs.
"We're such lucky dogs,"
said Tank one day to his best buddy.
"Why's that?" replied Boo Bear with a wag of the tail.
"Because we're loved,"
said Tank with a big smile.
"Oh, yes, we are," agreed Boo Bear. "We are loved by Layla and Mabel and Coast, and it's the best sort of love where we get cuddles and belly rubs and treats."
"Well, that is correct, Boo Bear," nodded Tank. "What lucky dogs we are."
"Oh, I wish we could do something special for Layla and Mabel and Coast," said Boo Bear, "just to show how happy we are."
Said Tank thoughtfully. "That is a tricky one. We are dogs, and dogs do not have money. We can't buy them a gift."
"Well, I have some slobbery licks I could give them," suggested Boo Bear.
Well, maybe it should be something even better than slobbery licks," Tank replied. "All dogs know how to give slobbery licks. Layla and Mabel and Coast are so special that they deserve something even bigger and better than that."
"Well, what if we took Layla and Mabel and Coast to see a mermaid?" Boo Bear said, after a real hard think.
"Oh, that is a good idea, Boo Bear,"
nodded Tank.
"A mermaid is the perfect thing to show them that we love them as much as they love us. We must take them to the ocean if we're going to find a mermaid."
And so it was that Layla, Mabel, and Coast next took the two dogs for their walk. Tank and Boo Bear pulled the children in different directions, all the way to the ocean. They led the laughing children through the sand dunes until they came upon a small cove where the waves broke upon the shore.
"Well, here is the ocean," said Boo Bear, "but I can't see a mermaid."
The children were racing along the sand and playing in the surf, having a glorious time.
"Oh, look, they're so happy," said Tank. "But they would be even happier still if they saw a mermaid. Come on, Boo Bear, let's search for one further along the beach while Layla and Mabel and Coast play."
Off the two dogs went, sniffing and racing through the seaweed and driftwood all around the cove. They were so busy searching for a mermaid that neither of them noticed that one had appeared in the water right beside Layla, Mabel, and Coast. The children were so delighted to meet a real-life mermaid, and they played and laughed with their new friend until the sun began to dip in the sky. By then it was time to wave goodbye. And so the mermaid returned to the ocean depths, and the children began to call to the dogs that it was time to go home.
"Come along, Tank. It's time to go home," said Boo Bear,
racing from out of the dunes.
"But we never found a mermaid for Layla and Mabel and Coast,"
whined Tank sadly.
"Well, I do hope they're not too disappointed."
Fortunately, the children seemed very happy indeed. And so Tank and Boo Bear relaxed, and they all headed home. That night, once the children were in bed, the two dogs sat in a puddle of moonlight that spilled through the window.
"Say, Tank," said Boo Bear, "we didn't find a mermaid for Layla and Mabel and Coast, but maybe we can think of something else that's even more special that we could do for them."
"Well, what if we took Layla and Mabel and Coast to see a unicorn?"
Tank suggested, after a really hard think.
"Oh, that's a good idea, Tank,"
nodded Boo Bear.
"A unicorn is the perfect thing to show them that we love them as much as they love us. But we must take them to the forest if we're going to find a unicorn."
And so the next day, when Layla, Mabel, and Coast took the two dogs for their walk, Tank and Boo Bear pulled the children in a different direction, all the way to the forest. They led the giggling children through the trees until they came upon a grassy clearing where a grand old oak stood alone at the center.
"Here is the forest," said Tank. "But I can't see a unicorn."
The children were pulling themselves up into the lower branches of the oak tree, having an amazing time.
"Oh, look, they're so happy," said Boo Bear. "But they would be even happier still if they saw a unicorn. Come on, Tank, let's search for one amongst the trees while Layla and Mabel and Coast play."
Off the two dogs went, sniffing and racing through the dry leaves and undergrowth all across the forest floor. They were so busy searching for a unicorn that neither of them noticed that one had appeared in the clearing right beside Layla, Mabel, and Coast. The children were so delighted to meet a real-life unicorn, and they played and laughed with their new friend until the sun began to dip in the sky. By then it was time to wave goodbye, and so the unicorn returned to the deep forest, and the children began to call to their dogs that it was time to go home.
"Come along, Boo Bear,"
said Tank, racing from out of the trees.
"It's time to go home."
But we never found a unicorn for Layla and Mabel and Coast," whined Boo Bear sadly. "I do hope they're not too disappointed."
Fortunately, the children seemed very happy indeed, and so Tank and Boo Bear relaxed, and they all headed home. That night, once the children were in bed, the two dogs sat in a puddle of moonlight that spilled through the window.
"Say, Boo Bear," said Tank, "we didn't find a unicorn for Layla and Mabel and Coast, but maybe we can think of something else that's even more special than that we could do for them."
"Well, what about if we took Layla and Mabel and Coast to see a dinosaur?"
Boo Bear suggested after a really hard think.
"Oh, that is a good idea, Boo Bear," nodded Tank. "A dinosaur is the perfect thing to show them that we love them as much as they love us. We must take them to the time of the dinosaurs if we're going to find one."
"But how do we do that?"
asked Boo Bear excitedly.
Said Tank. "Well, I don't know. I don't know where the time of dinosaurs even is."
"Well, we love Layla and Mabel and Co. so much that I'm sure we can find it if we try,"
Boo Bear said confidently. And so the next day, when Layla, Mabel, and Coast took the two dogs for their walk, Tank and Boo Bear pulled the children in a different direction, although the two dogs didn't quite know where they were going. They led the giggling children all over the place, until quite by accident, they somehow ended up in a strange valley with strange trees and stranger noises.
"Is this the time of the dinosaurs?"
asked Boo Bear.
"I can't see a dinosaur."
The children pulled themselves up onto a boulder and began jumping between moss-covered rocks, having an amazing time.
"Oh, look, they're so happy," said Tank. "But they would be even happier if they saw a dinosaur. Come on, Boo Bear, let's search for one along this valley while Layla, Mabel, and Coast play."
Off the two dogs went, sniffing and racing through the ferns and rocks that covered the valley's ground. They were so busy searching for a dinosaur that neither of them noticed that one had appeared by the boulders next to Layla, Mabel, and Coast. The children were so delighted to meet a real-life dinosaur, and they played and laughed with their new friend until the sun began to dip in the sky. By then it was time to wave goodbye, and so the dinosaur returned to beneath the strange trees, and the children began to call to their dogs that it was time to go home.
"Come along, Tank," said Boo Bear, racing across the valley. "It's time to go home."
"Oh, but we never found a dinosaur for Layla and Mabel and Coast,"
whined Tank sadly.
"Well, I do hope they're not too disappointed."
Fortunately, the children seemed very happy indeed, and so Tank and Boo Bear relaxed, and they all headed home. That evening, while the children got ready for bed, Tank said,
"Oh, it's such a shame that we never found a mermaid or a unicorn or a dinosaur for Layla and Mabel and Coast."
Boo Bear nodded his head in agreement.
"Yes, Tank, it is a shame that we couldn't show them how much we love them."
At that moment, Layla, Mabel, and Coast came into the room and sat down with their dogs, hugging their necks and rubbing their bellies.
"Oh, thank you, Tank. Thank you, Boo Bear," said Layla. "You are such good dogs. We love you so very much for these past 3 days. You'll always be so special to us."
Each of the children planted a kiss on each of the dogs' noses, then headed off for bed and a good night's sleep.
"Well, what do you know, Boo Bear?" said Tank. "I think they know how much we love them after all."
And in the puddle of moonlight, two very happy, well-loved dogs settled down to sleep. The end.